It's been a couple weeks, Ty, but a couple weeks ago tonight, you scored the first goal of the season for the Yellow Jackets, your first collegiate goal. If you can remember all of it, take me through the play.
You know, guys just went hard behind the net, make a good play out front. Cuddy drove the net hard, and, you know, just go to the net, and good things will happen for you.
You talk about driving hard and going to the net hard, and it seems like you personally play kind of a hard game. You're good along the wall and, you know, good in all the pits in front of the net and everything. Is that a good assessment of how you play the game?
Yeah, I like to play the game pretty old school in the terms of trying to make hits and make plays to the net and try to drive the net and basically piss people off.
Where does that come from? I mean, have you always played that way, or what helped you develop that edge?
I had to learn at a very young age. In order for me to play the game at a higher level, I had to be a certain type of player, and to move forward, I developed this type of game that would get me into positions that a lot of guys don't want to go into.
You come to us from Fairbanks, Alaska, obviously your hometown, and had an opportunity to play with your father up there, who is kind of like the father of hockey, I guess, in Fairbanks. So what did having him and being a part of that family do for you as a player and in terms of your development?
Ever since I was a kid, I just strove for excellence, right? Every time you're on the ice, whether it be on the ice or off the ice, just carrying yourself with a demeanor that you're going to respect everybody and have a pride for yourself and the game.
What's the transition been like for you coming from the junior game now into the college game? Most guys say, you know, everything happens a little bit faster, it's a little bit harder. Has it been the same way for you?
Yeah, I think the speed has really stepped up a notch for sure. Physicality in a different way, I guess you would say. I'm used to being able to take a hit and then ask the guy to go, you know, but you can't do that anymore, and you kind of got to play by the rules a little more and play a little meaner, I guess you would say, in a sense of making stuff happen.
How about from the academic side? Because I know after you guys play a year or two or three even of junior, it can be a little bit difficult getting back into the swing of things school-wise. How has that been for you?
It's been a pretty good adjustment, I'd say, so far. I left home when I was 16 to play at the first time, so I've done online school my junior and senior year of high school. And hopping back into the classroom was a big adjustment for me, but being able to communicate with my teachers and get academic help when I need it has been really good for me here.
Eau Claire coming in now tonight, and you guys are unbeaten at 2-0. They're unbeaten at 4-0-1. They're ranked number 5 in the country. What do you expect out of the Blue Golds?
I've had actually several buddies of mine play in the system that have played for Fairbanks over the years, and I expect the same thing that they've told me to expect out of them. They're a hard-nosed, fast team that likes to play physical and get dirty, and I think we're prepared for them. We've been grinding pretty hard during practice, so I think we're ready.